John Simmons in Olive, Pete Tabaz and Kabua Bo Eben, a ring that there's a stone in the ring, Behain in Ksuvim Bo Oisiyais, or there's written Oisiyais on the ring. Ein Oleho Chaisam Mikri. This is considered a tabas she'ein aleh chesam. It is not considered a tachshit for a man to wear it. Shaloi nikra chesam, it is only considered a tabas she'yesh by chesam elim kein hakukim ba'ishyesh, that they're engraved in the ring, or different types of pictures. And through this chekike, when one will press this wax or other things, there will come out a seal with it. Then that is considered a tabas sheyesh by chayson. But this the atabas shekabur by heaven, there's a stone in it. So bizman chazal, this was not considered a tachshit for a man. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah, sifkot lametes. Elohim kein, diyochel lachtem bo igray. Unless there is engraved in the tabas, so now you can seal letters with it. Chakukim, vuhu adin im ha'itiyayis ala taboy beltay. You can have a tapas sheyesh by chaysim if the ha'itiyayis are bulging out. It's not engraved in the ring, it's bulging out from the ring. So then the impression that will come out on the wax will be an impression that it is engraved in the wax. This is also called a tabas sheyesh b'chaysam because there are two eifanim of chaysamite, of seals, one that it is engraved in the ring, so then the seal comes out, it's boilet, it's bulging out, and then there's another way, if it's bulging out from the tabas, so then the impression on the seal will be made, it will be shakua, it will be engraved in the seal. Ella did not get chakukim, so why did he, why, so really, in reality, a tabas sheyesh by chaysam is irrelevant how the chaysam is. You can have two types of chaysamis. It could be engraved in the ring, or it can be bulging from the ring. Ella did not have, so why did he specify chakukim? Why did it say only chakukim? Mishum tzurais, because he's speaking about two types of rings that have a seal. Either the seal is with ICIs, or the seal is with a tzura, with a picture. The bebeltim, if the tzura on the ring would be boilet, lefomim betzurais osa af v'chel la'ashoysa b'meisai. Let us say, for example, this ring that is, there's a chaysam, there's no oishiyas there, is a tsuga. There's a tsuga of a face of a person. Now, a tsuga of a face of a person, one is not permitted to hold this in his house during the week. Kigainchi tsuga shleimo shalodo. So I think the Mishnah Berurah is telling us a chiddush. That means we are saying that a tabas sheyesh by chaytam is a tafshit. And l'chayre it is considered a tafshit because it's a chashivit. He's an adam choshuv that has a ring with which he can seal letters with it. That is the tashis. But what is if he has a tabas which he is not permitted to possess? He's not permitted to wear. This is a tabas that is a suit of a ponim, of a face of a person, and he's not permitted to possess such a tabas. So I think the Mishnah Berurah is saying a chiddush, so halachically, this cannot be considered a tachshit. If he is not permitted to wear it, we can't say that, well, that's he's allowed to permit to wear it, but it's still called a tachshit. If halachically he's not allowed to wear it and possess it, we cannot consider that he is niskashit with this. There's a similar halacha, the Minchas Chinuch wants to say that if a person will wear leather shoes Yom HaKippurim in the street, he'll be able to eat children. One is that he'll be able, he's wearing leather shoes, and one of the Chomei Shinuyim is you're not allowed to wear shoes. And the second is that he'll be mechuyim because he was carrying on Yom HaKippurim. Why was he carrying? Because this shoe is not permitted to be worn on Yom Kippur. It is not considered a malbish. So he'll be over of Mahalo Yom Kippurim. That's what the Melchus Kiddush wants to say. So I think that is what the Mishnah Berurah is saying here also. That in this tapas, the whole heter, he can wear the tabas in the street is because it's a tachshit. He was dignified by wearing this because he's a person that has a seal, possesses a seal, and that gives shiva to the person. But if this would be a tabas that has a tzuga that is boiled from it, and he's not allowed to possess such a tabas, so then halachically would not be considered a tachshis. So that's why the Mechaber says this tzuga is not boiled, it's chokok, it's engraved in the ring. And the matter is the whole person you're not allowed, on the face of a sight you're allowed to have, but the complete face of a person not allowed to have. Yeah. That the ancient people show the high tzuras la'ayri b'tzuras of the klal. We're not speaking a tzura of the face of a person. I could go and say that piece of mitadecha, there was a side view of the face of a person, the cell of kolama, the shaylatze, bein bayle, or bein shekeya. So then, halachically, it is irrelevant how this tabas is. Really, it is irrelevant if the seal was a shakua, it was violet or chakuk. The captain normally the tabois were chakuk, it was engraved in the tabas. Now we're going to learn in this piece, we're going to learn many, many important halachas which are Mordik Negeya to all of us. Dovo El Osri Litachshit Uli Ishtamishboi. something that has a dual purpose. Mitzad echad, it is a gashit. A person, when he wears this, is kashit with this. But it also has a use. You use it. Keep going. Matachoy noi shel kesef kimin kashit. A person has a key made out of silver, which is a very expensive key. And when a person wears this key, it's either in a necklace or in another form that he's wearing it, and people see he's wearing this pure silver key. Also, so even though this is a tachshit, it is not different l'chayre than any other tachshit, which is permitted by a man. We'll see, we learned yesterday the machlokes of a man is permitted to wear a tachshit, but a few of we will say a man is permitted to wear a tachshit. Also, a man is not allowed to wear this key. Shehalaya imel, shalatayzeh tashmish moiti. The one who thinks that will see, why is he wearing a silver key? Because he has to get into the house, and it's watching tonight, and he can't keep the door open, so that's why he's wearing the silver key. And we will see if this is true, it's fakir, though. But that is not the reason. He's really wearing it for the decoration, Shabbai. But his wife is home, he'll knock on the door, and he's not wearing it to get into the house. But because the Zoya is going to say he made this for to get into the house, so he had a problem. I didn't get into the house, that's they made it. So they asked us to wear such a decorative key. The Yesh Matirim, and others say we don't make this data in Moshal Ket. It's like a silver key in the stacker. So we're not chayish for this malice iron that a person might say. Now let us No, we're talking about silver. Emotional keter. Now let us see the Mishnah there also. Now let us see the Mishnah Brura Sivkot Memala. Also, I know after all. In Kabonosai Hato Lit. This person, his pure intent is he's going to hang this on his neck for a tachshit and a noise. Also, mitnei haroye. So it's also because there's a magasin. That means in reality, this is a tachshit and you would be permitted, and he's wearing it. He's wearing it for that purpose. But because of Marisayim, it's also. Right, so now, so we are assuming that a man is permitted to wear a tachshit. So we give him a test. This tachshit is also because there is a Marisayim. So before we had a machlokes, if a man is permitted to wear a tachshit, a machlokes Rashi in the Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi held just like a woman is not permitted to wear a tachshit bisman chazal, because there was a chash that she might go and take it off and show it to her friends, and then they'll be looking at it and walking with it, and will come to chilul Shabbos. So Rashi holds this data applies by a man also. A man also has the same Yetzirah, and he'll meet his friend and he'll see this glittering silver key in the Tramish. So that's according to Rashi. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, they never would go, this is only a tchune of women like to show. Men are not so into this. And so my mate, well, they weren't going there. So now here we're saying that the reason is also because of Marisayim, because people will say, he's wearing it for a different purpose. So he says, "V'hainu afilu l'das rabbeinu tam rambam le'el." The sift test. The master, so now, so this reason we need for the Rambam and the rabbeinu tam, the master of the top, at least. After he gains, the first, he holds this action is also because it's a matter of science. Oy, the mighty Gamavsteyach Kabua Hate Bishal Shella Shal Sakwale, the Ain Bekal Lamishlav Oisoy Ulach Buye. That means that the silver key is attached. There's a very strong attachment, a very permanent attachment to the chain around his neck. He won't be able to take it off and show. So this is a dachshund which the gzeder of maybe might go and slip it off is not applicable. So according to Rashi, this would be mutter. But people will say that the reason he's wearing it for the dachshund. That's what people will say. Well, let's first see what it says first in Shulchan Aruch. The emotional chapter. The kiven. V'yesh matirin emotional chapter. And the others are matter. It's a silver key. The kiven. The inderech. We're not speaking about silver plate. We're speaking about the silver key. The kiven. The inderech. Lasay. Mafteyach mikasa. People do not make keys out of silver, as a ikroi nasa l'tachshit. But this key was made, the ikra purpose of the key was made l'tachshit. Va'af alpi shegam mishtamshim bo, you can use it also to open up a lot. Become welcome equally with Tachshit also, but the main purpose of this key is for Tachshit. Or Mutter, and it is to the second day you hold this Mutter, but here, this we have to learn with flashing light. Or Mutter, Kishemoitiyoy Lashem Tachshit. That's why he's wearing it. He's wearing it with shame touch. It's not that he needs a key in there. It's a problem. It makes it another. He's wearing it with shame touch. And let us look for 1 minute in the shadow key in Lamed Ches. The ilu. If it's the other way around, he needs a key to get into the house. And there's no way there. So the only way he could think of having a key, not allowed to carry in the street, is to make this silver key, which is a taxi. But why is he wearing it now? To open up the door. The ilu aitiyoy leishtamish boy bevadai osa. So here we have one moyzike chiddush. That even though this thing is a tachshit, but if my purpose now is I need a key to open up the door, this is also, so then the milah of tachshit does not help. This is called you're carrying a key. It's beautiful, but this is considered you're carrying a key. And what its true intent are is the Lepoich and Lepovich, the Yemdin, the Rebbeinu knows what he means, the Shem Tachshit, or he means he needs a key. This is, so he has to, it's only permissible to be stuck here carrying his Lashem Tachshit. His wife is home, there's no problem, we're not going to do it. Then it is Mutter. Now, the Moshe is Moshe Ha'ore. The Lachi is, if there's a fire in the house, and a person wants to rescue the 20 coats in the house, and it's in the middle of July, the 20 wool coats, and he can't carry the first one's allowed to put on the 20 coats. And he's going out, don't tell anybody he's putting on this 20 coat to warm himself up. He's sweating already without one coat. Av al piken, the halacha is, since this is a malzish, even though he's wearing this to rescue the 20 coats, there's no shaila about it, this is mutter. So Rav Moshe asked Akasha, so why is it by a malbish, if it is a shame malbish, even though the person, where is the derech malbish, even though the purpose I'm wearing it is to make sure the coats shouldn't burn, to get them out of the house, this is permissible. And by Akasha, if I'm wearing it, it's Akasha, and I'm wearing it, for a purpose, open up the door, it is awesome. So the Moshe says, so it seems there's a chilek between a malbish and a tash. Right. Okay, but I'll go upon them. We have this halacha. So now we're talking about a tash. A tash is only permissible if the purpose I'm wearing it is l'shem tash, not for another purpose. That's number one. Okay, now we're going to just let's go a little further. Yes. Abo, I will finish in the Shemura. Abo, in who also me bows on the Nechayshin? What if this sea is made out of iron, copper? Abo, gav, the Osri, Lenoi, Kain, Tachshit. It's made with a chain toxic. It's going to be a python. Also, lots of spice. The ikroi letashmish osui. But the main thing is it's for tashmish. She can't, if you don't see, she can't call a maftachoi classes me baalful nechoshe. So the mele, so it will not get the same tachshit if the key is a normal key. Vehine, after me zibrei Shulchan Aruch mashma de datei ki adei erishayne. If we learn Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch said, we're talking about a person who's wearing a key, which is a tachshit, and he's wearing it with shame tachshit. Av al pikein, the Machabo says it's also altmada science. The yesh matirim. So if we learn Ela Shulchan Aruch, well, let's follow. Look, yeah, the others are matter, but the Machabo seems to answer. Of me to cover the stomach, the doctor can they understand to cover the stomach. We come up in Limchais Bezer, if a person wears the key with Shane Tashis, a silver key, Ache the Kosov, about Gemoshi Bishem Hogo, the Baashkenaz, Noigim, Tematidin, Bishel Ketter. Is about Gemoshi brings down the minig was, they were matter. So, the Mishnah Brule, that ain't limchay. I mean, don't call him a shayyid, don't call him a makal shabbos. In Ashkenaz, they used to wear these keys. But again, we're talking about a key that he's wearing l'shem tachshit. So, ain't limchay. Fine. Now let us go further. We're going to come back to keys, but let us just go a little further. On the kombokain, also botay betik shel botay einayis. Shekoizen Lila. That means someone had a eyeglass case, and the eyeglass case was silver, pure silver. Not the price of silver today was mamish. Something he was wearing with a around his neck, this beautiful silver eyeglass case. And when he has an implant, he's going to put eyeglasses there also when he takes them off. So he has an eyeglass case, which is worth $5,000, and he has glasses there, which is worth $100. So here the Gemara says, to go out with a necklace with a beautiful silver eyeglass case. The case is made out of silver. But the glasses in the silver eyeglass case, this also is a chashivus. It's on the mailer, so I have a tachshis, and in the tachshis there's glasses which are a masa. Now we'll go back to keys, which is before we go back to keys, we'll talk a little about glasses. So look, let us see the Mishnah Berurah so far. Also, if he is a case made out of silver, and this case is attached to a chain, the little is al kavore the tachshit, and this hangs around his neck like a tachshit. The ilu shemitzi biyoda, if he's talking about the, he's carrying the eyeglass case for mouth, the lavochi also full of tachshit gomor. Forget about anything inside the case. He's carrying it, it's not called a tachshit. What we're talking about, he's wearing it, so it gets a shame tachshit. The bote einayim ba'atzmon heimasli. But the glasses inside the case are a masli. Who are they? Let's talk about a similar halacha. Binidon shel kesef. You have here a sheet that you want to put a knife in. The sheet is made out of silver. Afimu osilis kashid boys, so this you put a knife in it. Im yesh boy sakin, but if there's a knife inside, so it's also v'loy amrinin da sakin ye bottle legabe anidom. We will not say that the knife will become bottle to the sheet that holding the knife. Shushal kata. Oy bote einayim legabe atik. Hasakin, Rabbi, you have to know which is the Ikea and which is the Tafel. Hasakin, Rabbi, Einayim, Heim, Ikea. That means in this combination, you have an eyeglass case with glasses. You have a case that's holding a knife, with a knife inside of it. So you have to know which is the Ikea, which is the Tafel. A person will never say, well, I have a $5,000 eyeglass case. Now, let me make glasses for the eyeglass case. You don't do it. It doesn't work like that. Listen, you only have... If you want to walk around with the case and show that you're a millionaire, good, but don't put glasses in it. But normally, if you have this test, so then the ikar is the glasses, and the case is to hold the glass. More than the dollar stock. V'hine kol zamayri linyin losseis atik shalabote anayim imabote anayim shebeseich al savori l'tachshu. Now, the Gemara is speaking about, that was the case of the boy. He has a chain around his neck, a silver chain, a silver eyeglass case. And he's talking about that his glasses in the case. So he says, that's awesome. That's the case. Now let's talk about the wear glasses. The book glasses on his nose. The lavochi, Dilma Yitlo me Allah Ba'ashi Latriye Daladan. Now, Ilshu elaborated on this halacha, and I'd like to mention he speaks about many halachas which are negeya glasses, which I'd like to mention. When we have that, we'll start from the Chayei Adam. The Chayei Adam says that one is not to wear glasses. One is not permitted to wear glasses on Shabbat because they might fall down and they'll pick them up and they'll walk and carry them. That's what the Chayei Adam says, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah points. So he explained this reason that the Chayei Adam says was only said on the types of glasses that were bismanoi. Bismanoi, the handles of the glasses were not too long. They didn't go through the years and around the years. They went halfway on the face and they had to hold them to make sure they'll stay. And if you don't hold them too long, they're going to go. So he was speaking about those glasses, that eyeglasses that will not hold properly, so that there's an additional shemitlo. Now, let's just delve a little on this nekuda. So it matters the glasses that a person wears. In Ochis Rabbeinu, he brings down a bocha once came to the Chazanish in Shabbos, who was wearing glasses, and the Chazanish took off his glasses, and he told the bocha, come back to me tomorrow, I'll give them back to you. It seems these glasses were loose, and the Chazanish held, even they had longer handles, the Chazanish held that they were not permitted to be born on Shabbos of this week. They bring down, if we have a glasses, that there's a spring in the handles which make them tight to the face. So this problem is not applicable. It won't fall down. I'm listening to Ella says that if you want to know if they're good or not, put them down and they might even dust, and if they're still on your face, you don't have to go where. Some is not applicable. By others, there was a meaning they used to put the handles together that they shouldn't fall down. Well, we'll see the other cases with this shaya. Now, there is another shaila, which the Mishnah Berurah B'chlal did not speak about, but which others did speak about. And there were others that held that glasses are a masli. Who's carrying? It's not a malbish, it's not a tashish. I'm using it. I think that I'm deriving benefit from it, but not everything that you derive benefit is permitted to be worn. Others held that this is a shayla of a matzah. But let's talk about a bad muscle, and then we'll come back to this muscle. What if a person is reading glasses? That means he walks outside, he doesn't need his glasses at all. He doesn't need his glasses. He's going to shul. He's going to go to shul without his glasses. He won't be able to see a word. He's farsighted, but he's not inside, and he can't see. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, a person who needs glasses to read, he wears them outside, he's a Mahalo Shabbat. This is a Masri Deraisa. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, well, I can't read. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, oh, you can't. So what if there's no safer, and the shul still carry the safe also to be able to learn in shul? There's no essence to carry in Shabbos in order to be able to read. But just like you understand, you can't carry the safer because So you can't carry, this is called carrying. There's no need for them whatsoever. I need them to read, but I don't need them outside. If I need them outside, so there were chiluki days, there were poiskim that were machmir, and now you're not allowed to wear glasses. Nevstailam remembers when we were Zayche, when Rabbi Yankim was living with us a month ago, Rabbi Yankim did not wear glasses on Shabbos, and he was machma according to these poiskim. The Chazon Ish was partially machma. The Chazon Ish also took this into consideration. Is it a masi? Is it not a masi? And he made a pshara. If there's a reshus of the Arabim, the Shaila was a reise, he was machma. There's only a kamalus, he was made. That was a chumrani kibzak from the Chazon Ish. The Shmuel Vosner brings down the machmizim and makilim. He says the minik ha'ilam is to be makel. And there are many makilim that hold you're allowed to wear glasses. And therefore, the minhag olam is to wear glasses. So that means if he needs them in the reshus harabim, then he brings down the minhag olam is to wear them. But he says, "Mi sheni zokuk lehem kol kach," he doesn't need them so much. So then the whole heter is, we have to understand, it's not so poshut. The whole heter is because I need it, so this already becomes pishtaltu. To other halachas, a person who can't walk, and so he needs a cane, he needs a crutch. So I need this to see. So look, if you need it, we'll buy that. But if you don't need it, it's preferable not to wear it. Now, that's two halachas. A person who his minig is, somebody's a very former person, and perhaps I'll be magdam a maise. They spring a maise from a going in the mechalefka, which is a Frankenievsky's Rebbe. So his mother lived in Bnei Brak, just a few blocks away from the point. And he used to visit her once a week. He used to come once a week to visit her. All of a sudden, he starts coming twice a week. So she saw something suddenly. So she said to her, "You're here anyone? Why are you coming again?" Then, "Not come again." So she asked, "I don't think the whole time of Kibbutz Zayin, he came once a week. Now he's coming twice a week." So he told her, "Baruch Hashem, I got cataracts in my eyes. So going, but talking about the street, not the street of the Nazi, the street of the neighborhood. So I was complaining. So now I don't have a problem of walking in the street to visit you because I don't think too well. So my Lord, I can come and visit you twice a week." That's the mice. So this is the mice who tried. So he speaks about a person who is many years when he goes into the street, he takes off his glasses. That's what he does normally, religious purposes. So then there'll be a problem. Then actually he won't be so flum shot, but he might take it off and carry it on Shabbos. So then they say it's only Muslim to have a band around this, I will make sure that we want to take it off and remember that it's Shabbos. Very interesting is a machloikis Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Eliashiv. Rav Shlomo Zalman is a tikkun machma, Rabbi Eliashiv is mekos. Rav Shlomo Zalman had a shaila that if it's raining, the person is allowed to wear glasses when it's raining, when it's pouring. And what was his shaila? His shaila was because he said he can't see and then don't take it off to clean the night water. Rav Shlomo Zalman was a shtickle machna, was in the sukkik, not the yashir. You don't have to make new desires. Whatever Chazal said, go to the smooth, these new desires. He didn't buy, so he had the akuma from the Baliyash. Now, about sunglasses, it is very interesting. Here we have a Merlik Chumra of the Baliyash. Baliyash holds it is not considered a Malvish or a Beggar in the Tata Osami, as in it's just like reading glass, even though here he's deriving benefit. This is a Shekhlech Chumre, and others are Machma on sunglasses because when he might go into the shade, he might go and take them off. So this also falls into the category of these and yonim that Hazal were, just like they were going to buy by Tachit, and they might take it off and carry it. So these glasses, when they get quality in those, both cases, they are still. So the only matter is very detrimental for the person's eyes to see. Yeah, he has to go out with sunglasses. He can get his eyes and get the infections, then the point is on when it makes. And by contact, but the others say it's no shaila, it's more mutter than glasses, it's a malbush. But then they say that if he's just starting to wear these contacts and he's not used to them, they might irritate his eyes. So he shouldn't wear them on Shabbos because when it irritates, he might just go on and take them off. So then he should not wear the stuff. Yeah, 100%. Washing tonight.
Oh, was not talking to talk about that, Bill. Okay, we can talk about tomorrow. We can talk about the bell.
And that is not